Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Friday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here, of course, till 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Wild card weekend upon us. A big football Friday with the playoffs starting. Bro, how are you?
I'm good. This is actually a very good wild card weekend because sometimes we get bad wild card weekends.
Right.
Sometimes we get...
Well, sometimes we don't even know. I mean, the games could turn out to be disasters.
Oh, you never know. Yeah, I mean, look, you never know what you're going to get from a game, but I remember a few years ago that Texan-Raider postseason game
because Carr was hurt.
Yeah, because of the injuries. Yep, we had a horrific quarterback matchup. If you look at these four matchups over the weekend, and who knows, all four could be blowouts. So to your point.
You never know.
We never know. But I look at these four games, I think they're very competitive. I think they're very intriguing. You start off with that Texan-Colt game. Divisional games are always fun to watch. And you've got the most sacked quarterback in the NFL in Deshaun Watson.
Right, yep.
Against, and I can't believe I'm uttering this statement, the least sacked quarterback in the NFL,
Andrew Luck. Yeah.
Which is a statement I don't think any of us thought we'd ever say about Andrew Luck.
Right.
The guy was always hit. The biggest critique we had about the Colts is they can't protect Luck. They can't protect Luck. Now, Joe, they do a better job of protecting their quarterback than any team in the league.
Yeah, no, I know. It's unbelievable. And aren't the, if I'm not mistaken, the top three guys who got sacked this year are all in the playoffs?
That is correct. Russell Wilson.
Oh, that's right, Russell Wilson.
Deshaun
right.
Watson.
And who's the other guy?
Who is the third? That's a good question.
I'm trying to think who the other guy is.
I forget. But I think you're right that it is somebody in the
definitely
postseason.
Russell Wilson is one of those guys. There's no doubt about
it. You know, it's funny about Russell Wilson, and that's another really intriguing game Saturday night against the Cowboys, the third local team in our area, obviously. Russell Wilson gets sacked all the time. A lot of it's his blame. A lot of it's on him.
Yep.
Did not miss a snap this season.
Hey, look, Russell Wilson is, you know, he's one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL. He probably doesn't get enough credit for being as good as he is. I mean, let's be honest. Guy's already won a Super Bowl. He's been to two. Should have two if his coach knew what the hell he was doing on a certain play. Look, I mean, he's a tremendous quarterback. He really is.
Yeah, and the Seahawks have been one of those surprises this year because I think we all looked at them and said, the Legion of Boom is gone.
Yep,
they've had a lot of changes. Are they any good? And you got guys like Frank Clark and Jaron Reed sacking the quarterback a bunch of
Bobby
times.
Bobby Wagner, terrific player.
Bobby Wagner's been great.
No
Their
doubt.
Running game has been the best in the National Football League until the Ravens kind of got into their act. And obviously you mentioned the quarterback. The quarterback is an elite guy. He's an elite player in this league.
And they run the ball, too. This guy Carson, they can run the football, too.
Yeah, their run game was number one in the league, actually, ahead of the Ravens.
Yep.
So I think the Seattle-Dallas game is obviously intriguing. And then you've got the rematch from a few weeks ago with the Ravens and the Chargers. This time in Baltimore, which in a weird way scares me that the Ravens just beat them a few weeks ago. A game in which I thought the score was closer than the actual game.
Yeah.
I thought the Ravens completely outplayed them.
Yeah. Well, they had that fumble, too, at the end that put the game away when Gates fumbled. And they took it in for a touchdown. You know, one thing about the Chargers, who really don't have a home field, let's be honest, they don't. 7-1 on the road. And a lot of big-time road wins. Pittsburgh, Kansas City, you know, they won in a lot of big places on the road, the Chargers.
Yeah, there's a few things that scare me about this. Number one, that. It's a great point. I don't think playing in Baltimore and flying out to the East Coast is a big deal. That's number one. Number two, a rookie quarterback in Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
You know,
we've
seen rookie quarterbacks have success in the postseason. It's not as if they all come in and go one and done.
Right.
But clearly they're going to try to keep Lamar Jackson in the pocket and say, beat us. You got to beat us with your arm. and try to stop the run, because what the Ravens have done so well over the last 7 weeks is they've been running the football better than anybody else.
Yeah, and a lot of that's the quarterback running. You know, a lot of that is him.
And a little bit of his Gus Edwards and guys like that. I mean, they're running from all angles. You know, they've run the football incredibly well. The problem with the Chargers right now is their health, because Melvin Gordon came back after missing a few weeks, and then he got hurt again. Now, how healthy is he right now?
Yeah.
Their linebacking core has taken a hit throughout the season, so I think from a health perspective, that'd be one of the big worries about the Chargers. And the other thing is the quarterback and what's on the line for Phillip Rivers, because this may be his last chance at getting to a Super Bowl, winning a Super Bowl, another deep playoff run. He hasn't had one in a while. He did get to an AFC title game a decade ago against the Patriots.
He was completely banged up in that game and didn't have Tomlinson either.
Yeah, no, and he was facing a pretty good Patriot team.
Yeah, not bad.
As we
undefeated
recall.
At that point anyway.
But who knows? The NFL is such a year-to-year proposition, and he's getting older. Who knows? This could be his last great chance
you
at winning
know.
A championship.
And any game to me that's the most intriguing game is the Eagle-Bear game. I mean, to me, I'm so intrigued about what's going on in Philadelphia right now with Nick Foles, who got banged up last week, but I guess he's playing. I don't think there's going to be an issue there.
Yeah, he's going to play.
Yeah.
He's going to play.
And your Bears at 36-1, you know, just call Evan Papa Bear.
I'm Papa
Mini,
Bear,
Mini George Halas, you know.
I'm getting nervous.
36-1.
I'm getting nervous.
That's an interesting football game. It really is.
Well, it's interesting because of the fact that the Philadelphia Eagles are somehow here.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's with any
and
team.
And the defending champions.
Yeah,
we forget that. Somehow you forget the Eagles are the defending Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, well, because it's still odd to think that the Philadelphia Eagles won a Super Bowl.
Right.
I still don't think they believe it in the city of Philadelphia
Probably not.
Won a Super Bowl. And the way they did it, they won it with a backup quarterback.
Yep.
They won it. Their future was Carson Wentz. He was the MVP of the league. He gets hurt, that brutal injury in the end zone. And then Nick Foles, he's got a nickname, which I don't really think I can repeat on the air.
I thought it was Saint Nick.
Nah, it's something else. Okay. I'll tell it to you about
tell
it
off
air.
The air. Yeah.
And it's apparently based in a lot of truth from what I've heard.
Okay.
But Nick Foles has become like this folk hero in the city of Philadelphia.
How could he not be?
But
I mean, how could he not be? And any good goes 3-0 to get him into the playoffs.
I know.
I mean, come on.
And they got some help from the Bears.
They did get help from the Bears.
The Bears
brought
them into this world.
With the Vikings.
And hopefully they can take them out of
there
this
world. There you go.
But I think the thing for Chicago is, hey, they have the best defense in the league. And one of the reasons they have the best defense in the league is not just Khalil Mack, who we all put over as one of the best pass rushers in the NFL this side of Aaron Donald. They have one of the best defenses in the league because Eddie Jackson turns the ball over like every week.
Because they
force turnovers at a ridiculous rate. That's how they beat you. They force turnovers, 2-3 of them per game. And usually they take it back and score points off of them. Now, against this Eagle defense, they got to beat that secondary because they still have guys starting in the Eagles secondary who most people haven't heard of. And that's what you got to take advantage of them. But their defensive line has a lot of talent. We know it. It's part of the reason why Philadelphia was able to win a championship a year ago.
Fletcher Cox, Michael Bennett, who's been very good for them.
And
he really has.
It's going to be a challenge for a young quarterback in Mitchell Trubisky, who's been exciting at times. He can make a big play at times, but he can also miss an open receiver at times. He's still a young, somewhat erratic quarterback in Mitchell Trubisky, but I think he's been better since he's come back from his injury, and we'll see what he can do in the postseason.
You know, one thing, am I right that Fox is doing the Cowboy game Saturday night and NBC is doing the Sunday afternoon game with the Eagles?
I think so. Why?
No, I just said surprise that NBC is not doing the night game.
Yeah,
you know, I was a little surprised to see that. I just wanted to make sure that wasn't a misprint or something like that.
I was surprised in general that the Cowboy game is the Saturday night game because the Cowboys are usually that big draw.
Right, the primetime Sunday game.
Yeah, and Saturday night is not exactly the big one, but you're right. The first game on Saturday afternoon is on ABC, ESPN.
ESPN, right.
Is it on ABC or
ESPN?
No,
I think it's just ESPN.
It's on ESPN?
Yeah.
All right. Then the night game, like you said, is Fox. Then the Raven-Charger game
is obviously CBS, right.
And then you're right, the 440 game, the Chicago-Philly game, is an NBC game.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good. So we'll get Michaels and Collinsworth in the daytime.
I'm
sure we're getting a top team on. Who's doing the ESPN? I guess the Monday night team is doing the ESPN game, right?
The Monday night team apparently is doing a version of the national championship game.
What do you mean?
You remember how they have different versions of the national championship game?
Well, they did that for the playoff games,
right,
too.
They have the coaches' room.
Yes.
They've got all these different things. So they got rid of the coaches' room, and they replaced it with a Monday night football crew. Which is really getting everybody so excited because that Monday Night Crew got rave reviews from everybody. Everybody loved the Monday Night Crew.
Right.
I don't know why they decided to do that.
But what do you call doing that game? Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler, right?
Yeah, that's the main crew.
Right.
Right. And I actually like that idea where they give you different ways to watch a sporting event.
That's
I love that.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
I think that's the future of sports on TV where you get different options.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, maybe eventually we'll get different camera angles. Like you press a button, you get this angle. You press a button, you get that angle. Maybe you have a button where you just get the crowd noise.
Right.
And you don't actually have to hear announcers, which sometimes would be a good thing.
Well, you know what they do in golf? And you can, and I think DirecTV has it. I don't think I have it on what I have now. But where, you know, you could watch, like, the major tournaments, and you could just follow a specific group.
That's cool.
You could just watch them play the whole 18 holes.
Yeah, they have, I think.
Which is really good.
For basketball, and I don't find this appealing at all, but I think with TNT, you can pick a player and just follow the player through the court and not watch anything but that one particular player.
Yeah. That's pretty interesting, too.
Is it?
For a regular season game, it would be.
Yeah.
You know, for, like, a game, 50 of the NBA eternal season, that might not be something that would be okay to do. It would be interesting.
By the way,
for a little bit anyway.
I got to tell you what happened last night
with James Harden.
Forget that. That's great. James Harden hit a game-winning three with about a second ago.
Four straight games with 40 plus, right?
Yeah, he's on fire. Rockets are on fire. Good for them. Good win. I'm glad they won because there was 35 seconds to go in the game, tie game.
Right.
Warriors Rockets. Great game.
Right.
Kevin Durant turns the ball over a little bit. He goes to save the basketball out of bounds, and both feet, not one foot, not even close. Both feet are standing out of bounds as he saves the basketball.
Okay.
Refs miss it. Don't blow the whistle.
Stunning.
So the play continues. There's no dead ball. Play continues. Steph Curry hits a jump shot with about 23 seconds to go. Warriors up by two. Rockets don't call a timeout. Still no dead ball. They dribble up. 5 seconds to go. There's a kick ball. Now they call a timeout. We go to the replay. It is so obvious that they missed this out of bounds call, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Because they started play again.
Well, they continued 30 seconds of the game.
Unbelievable.
Now, would you be opposed for them reviewing it, seeing he was out of bounds, and just killing everything we saw after that?
Yeah, I'd have a problem with that.
So then there's nothing you could do?
No. But I mean, but isn't the last 2 minutes all reviewable?
But that's what I just said, though.
So how did they not review that then?
Because there was no dead ball. That's my point to you. The first dead ball.
Oh, I see what you mean. So he's clearly out of bounds, saves the ball. They don't call it out of bounds, so the play's continuing.
Play continues.
I understand, yes.
Curry hits a jump shot. Warriors up by two. Rockets don't even call a timeout.
Right.
They dribble the ball up, and then there was a kickball. Then Klay Thompson kicked it. Then the Rockets used the timeout. They draw up their final play. Harden hits this crazy shot over two guys versus Klay, and I think Draymond Green came over, hand in his face, game-winning three with a second to go. Rockets win. So luckily, ball don't lie. The Rockets won anyway.
Yes, ball don't lie. That's the Rasheed Wallace. Ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie because the truth is that Steph Curry jump shot cannot happen.
Yeah.
But no, to your point about reviewing, how can they review something when the game is continuing?
No, you can't. No. You can't go back 30 seconds now and do that.
So we
I'm
have
sorry.
To live with the bad call.
I think you do.
All right.
I
think you're probably right. I'm just saying, and there's nothing we can do about it. We have to live with a garbage call, and great job by Kevin Harlan and Reggie Miller, who crushed the officials.
They should.
How do you miss this?
They should.
I mean, it was awful.
I mean, well, like I said, they should be crushing them.
But it was a great game. And then the other night was the other game was Kawhi returned to San Antonio and just got.
Oh, my God. Ernie's showing me the video now. I mean,
dude,
he's like 20 feet out of bounds.
Both feet.
Oh, my God. It wasn't even close.
It wasn't close.
Oh, my God.
They don't blow the whistle.
How do you miss that call?
I don't know.
That's a terrible.
And then, like you pointed out,
there's
nothing you can do to fix it.
You can't.
Because if you blow the whistle to check it, you're killing a play.
Yeah.
You're killing a live play in which Steph pump faked and hit a jump shot.
Right, so now you got to go back and take points off the board and all that.
And you're opposed to doing that.
No, you can't do that.
So then.
Can't do it.
Then you got to live with it.
Yeah, well. That's blatant, though. You know, you look at a play like that, and you can't even say, it's borderline.
No.
It's not even borderline.
He
wasn't even near being in bounds.
It is one of the worst calls you'll ever see.
That is bad.
You know, foul calls are subjective.
Right, right.
This is not.
No, there's no subjective.
Both of his feet.
It's a no-brainer.
It's not a layup.
It's an easy call.
Not even close.
Nope.
And then Kawhi goes back to San Antonio and gets treated like.
How about DeMar DeRozan triple-double last night, right?
I'm so glad you brought that up because DeMar DeRozan was mortified when he was traded. And he even said, hey, I'm circling these dates.
Right.
So this whole game was about Kawhi's return to San Antonio, which you'd understand.
And they booed him constantly, right?
Booed him constantly. They were chanting traitor at him. They're going after him.
All of that, right.
But DeMar DeRozan had that look in his eye. His first ever triple-double. And he does it against his former team. So wait till
pretty good.
I think it's a couple of weeks from now. Maybe it's February when they go to Toronto. DeRozan, you better watch out for him.
Yeah,
it's gonna go for like 50.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, that's good for him. I was happy to see that last night for DeRozan.
Nah,
I really was.
I'm with you too. I like DeMar DeRozan. Yep. He's a good dude from everything I've heard. I heard a long form interview with him a couple of years ago. He overcame a lot in his life. He's a good dude. And you know what? He wanted to be in Toronto, and they traded him, so he was hurt. Which is, you like to hear that. Here's a guy who wanted to be there his entire career. I don't blame the Raptors for making that deal. Because Kawhi Leonard's a better player.
Look what he's done. Look what they're doing with him.
No question. So the NBA last night was entertaining, too.
Yeah,
but
pretty good.
I'm excited for Wild Card Weekend. These are a lot of good games.
Yep. It's always a great way. Two of the great weekends. In if you're a football fan, it's two of the great weekends. You get the four games this weekend, the divisional round, four games the following weekend. Nothing better than that.
And we can put our feet up because the Giants and Jets aren't playing.
You have to worry about my feet aren't exactly up. Yeah, you know.
You're worried about the coaching side. But it's helpless. There's nothing you can do.
I am so frustrated because there's nothing I can do. And you know that they're going to blow it. You know they are. They're going to blow it. There's no doubt. McCarthy, are they even going to interview this guy?
They're going to interview.
When?
I don't know.
After he takes the Brown job?
No. I guarantee they interview him. They're going to interview him.
And some of the stuff, I'm not even going to mention his name. I was back and forth all morning with our buddy with texting. With our buddy Brian Costello. I will mention his name. I mean, come on, man. A retread? Mike McCarthy's a retread? Stop it.
Well, you can't be a retread when you've had one job and you're there for 14
and you're
years.
50 games. So Bill Parcells must have been a retread at some point, right?
But he was.
God forbid we ever call him a retread. Come on.
I read an
Give
article.
Me a break.
I read an article, and I don't want to pick on the guy because I think Carl picked on him earlier this year from our own
and
website.
And I love Costello. Brian, you know I love you, man, but. You know, when it comes to this, you know how I feel. I can't take it anymore.
No, I understand.
I can't take it. And if they hire Adam Gase, just kill me now.
No, really. Don't
just
go that far.
Adam Gase. I told you, I read out. Did you hear what I said? I read out Nancy Pelosi. I read out Nancy Pelosi coach the team, then Adam Gase.
Hey, she may be a good football coach for all we know.
I'm sure she would think she would be.
Condi Rice thinks she. I mean, wasn't she up for the Brown job?
Condi's a different story.
Yeah, Condi.
You know what? Bring her in.
Bring her in for an interview.
Adam Gase. Oh, my God.
I was reading a story, and what ticked me off was, because I understand those who say, hey, I do want somebody who's a first-time coach. I disagree with them, but I get it. If that's where you want to go,
well,
you
want to
shoot for the moon. I understand it, though. I disagree, but I understand it. But this article's premise was the Jets can do better than Mike McCarthy and offered zero options
Who wrote that article?
I don't want to pick on
him. Oh, I know who it is.
I don't want to pick on
him. I know who it is. I know exactly who it is. You know, it's garbage. They can do better.
Well, but here's the problem. So when you're looking for a coach, let's all think together.
I think a lot of these guys, they just can't. They want the Jets to be terrible. They want so they can continue to have their stories to write in 3 or 4 years about who the new coach is going to be.
You know,
I wonder about that.
Here's what I think it is. I think that when there is a coach available, there's a reason they're available because they probably got fired.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So every coach, even the really good ones, have something on their resume that you can pick apart.
Right.
If Mike Tomlin was available, we'd be getting callers from Steeler fans saying,
yeah, you want this guy?
Right.
You
Stinks.
Want this guy?
Terrible.
If Pete Carroll became available, we'd hear
the Super Bowl. Worst call in Super Bowl history.
Oh, my God.
There is a flaw with everyone. Maybe outside of Bill.
There's not one. Bill Belichick is
Belichick. Yeah. I'm not talking about
but
Parcells.
But even him. You could even look, there's been times over the years where you could criticize Bill Belichick's game management. Look what happened at the end of that Miami game. How about the game against the Colts a few years ago when he's going on 4th-and-1 on his own 25-yard line?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, he gets away with it because he's Bill Belichick, but I mean, come on.
How about who he doesn't play in a Super Bowl game a year ago, and we still don't have answers
Malcolm
for
Malcolm Butler. Right.
So,
everyone,
so I think what
happens.
And
they lost the game, by the way. Now, I'm not saying that's the reason, but they did lose.
It contributed. So I think what happens, I don't think there's any ulterior motives, like I want the Jets to suck or anything like that.
Okay.
I think it's easy to identify guys who are out of work.
Yeah.
And say, well, this is why. This guy's uncreative.
Right, right.
This guy couldn't get along. You can nitpick everybody. There is no perfect candidate.
Of course not. Nobody's perfect.
You've got to choose someone, though.
Right.
So if you think there are better options than Mike McCarthy, I'm open-eared. Tell me why.
Who is that guy?
It's not Adam Gase.
Right. That guy is not available. Let me just say this. The guy that's a better option than Mike McCarthy is not available right now. To me, that's the bottom line. Unless one of these guys, you know, Cliff Kingsbury or Eric Bieniemy or whoever it may be, turns out to be the next great head coach.
Which we don't know about.
And
nine out of ten times they aren't.
Right.
So
nine out of ten.
You tell me. You've been watching football your entire freaking life. Tell me the years in which there's a bevy of no-brainer coaching candidates.
And it doesn't happen. And I went back and forth with this. Was Andy Reid a retread when the Chiefs signed him? Was Tom Coughlin, was he a retread? He didn't win in Jacksonville. Yeah, he went to a couple championship games. Was he a retread when the Giants jumped on him and hired him? They couldn't wait to hire Coughlin. He won two Super Bowls. I mean, we could go on and on. You want a guy that's a retread. Was Mike Holmgren a retread when the Packers fired him and he went to Seattle? I mean, it's absurd. It's absurd.
And Mike Holmgren, who I would agree was a very good head coach, he's one of the few guys that won a Super Bowl, went to a different team, and got to a Super
Correct.
Bowl.
Correct. That's right.
Do we hear about Coach Holmgren? Well, he had Brett Favre.
Right. You don't hear that.
I mean, that's...
No, you don't have... He gets credit for developing Favre.
Well, why wouldn't McCarthy get credit for developing Rodgers?
But that's exactly right. Why doesn't he get that credit? You tell me.
It's a joke. Because he's a vet. Because he got fired. Because he got fired, and it's easy to poke holes
in
guys.
After he did 13 years, by the way.
And I'm not telling a Packer fan, if you're listening right now, you shouldn't have wanted to move on from Mike McCarthy. There's a good chance, hopefully, that 15 years from now, after winning a Super Bowl with some coach, we're going to say, you know what? Because you'll still be here in 15 years. You're going to say,
maybe on the earth.
Maybe. You're going to call in, and you're going to say, you know what? I really appreciate
15,
what this coach
I'll be
did.
80.
You're going to be 80. God. And you're going to say, this guy won us a Super Bowl. We went to two of them. I think it's time to move on. And there's not going to be anything wrong with that. There's not going to be anything wrong with that.
Retract what you just said.
What did I say?
What did you say about that guy? After he was here 15 years and won two Super Bowls?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. There may come a time. There were Giants fans who were ready to do
it
with
Tom. I won't be available because I'll be chiseling that statue. You know? I'll be making that statue to the guy. I will not be available if I can move at 80, which I barely can move now.
I understand.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.